Hello, it's Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. This is Sheldon speaking. How are you?
Hey, Sean, I'm good. How about you?
I am good as well. So I just got your message about having some problems with uploading the file, right?
Yeah.
So let me guide you on that. So are you on the platform right now, or do you have it open?
Let's see. It looks like it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, go to the message section and I'll guide you on how to add a file, okay?
Go to what section?
The message section of the platform, the way you were applying to me.
Oh, okay, let me go back. So where I'm at right now, I just got, well, the document is open, but you want me to go back to message
Yeah.
section. Let's see here.
I have a question, Cameron. Did you download the document or did you edit it on the platform?
I just edited it, I think, on the platform. That's probably my mistake.
It's better to download it. It makes usually it's com easier to do that.
So if I just
Otherwise,
download it, then I can send an email with the download.
yeah, you can actually send the file back to me in the message section. Let me know when you are in the messages section, okay? I'll guide you how to do that.
Hold on. No, that's not it. Hold on. All
English
right, so a
have
message from me. I have a message from you. Let's see, and in this message,
There are
let
two. You're
me.
asking one in which you're asking for the next step, and the other is welcome on board. Do you see both of them?
I'm just trying to find the one that has
You can click on
document in
Welcome on Board.
it. Sorry, I'm such an idiot at this.
No, it's no problem, Cameron. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to help. Okay, tell me what you see right now. I'll be able to help you out from there. What do you see right now?
Okay, so I've got the welcome on board, and then which date?
Okay, you went to welcome on board, right? So now what I
Right.
want you to do is first, the first message you see is probably from me, right?
Correct.
Now on that you see the file, right?
Me click on that.
You don't have to click on the file. You don't have to click on the file.
I was just clicking on that first email.
Okay. So you see the message, right? Hello, hope you're doing well, right?
Yep.
Below that you see the file. Right beside the file you see three dots, right?
I don't see the file right there. I have, hope you're doing well. I'm welcome. Sheldon, you received an invitation. Feel free to
Oh,
reach out.
Are you or have you Are you in your email or are you on the platform?
Oh, I'm on the email. Do you want me to get in the
Oh, you have
platform?
to go to the platform, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
To send files on the platform, you have to be on the platform.
Have to be in. All right, that's why it's probably on just the email download, but hold on.
Okay.
So it's gnomebookwriting.com?
No, it's not gnomebookwriting.com. Actually, let me just do you a favor. Let me do you a favor. What you can do is... Here. Okay. I am actually sending you an email, okay?
Okay.
You can open the link using that email.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Cameron, link to teamwork. And here's the link. Copy and paste. Can finally find the link to the platform. Below. There we go. Okay, I just sent you an email from my official email. It's sheldon-benjamin@gnomebookwriting.com. You should have something either in your inbox or maybe in your spam. It sometimes goes there.
All right, here it is. And here's the link.
Okay, click on the link.
Click on it. Let me go up and save it as a favorite here. Add it, I mean. Creative design. Done.
So,
okay, so
what do you see right now? Do you see a login page, or are you on the... on the project page where you see top left, you should see your name.
Okay, so you have top left, I see my name.
Okay. And below that, you see a few different options, right? Like list, board, table, right?
Correct. Yep.
Now, on in that same line, you should see an option for messages.
Right.
Yeah, click on messages, and you'll be guided to the message page. Now, over there, you should see two messages, right? One's welcome on board, and one is next step, right?
Correct.
I want you to click on Welcome on Board.
Welcome on Board, okay.
When you clicked
scroll
on Welcome
down.
On Board, you probably see the first message that's from me, Sheldon Benjamin, right? See the hello, hope you're doing well, and all that, right?
Right.
Now, in that, you also see an attached file that says Gnomebook Writing Book Editing.
Right.
And with that file, there are three dots, right?
Right.
You can click on the three dots, and you'll be able to download the file from there, okay? Now, replying to me on the platform. Now, scroll completely down. You'll be able to see a blue button that says Add Reply.
Okay.
Okay. Now, click on Add Reply. You should open a text box.
All right.
Do you see it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you can type any message you want over here to me, okay? And looking just below, you should see an option to attach files, right? Below the text box, it says who should be notified. There are two names, and then there are the option to attach a file. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
If you
add more. Oh, attach file, yeah.
Attach a file, yeah. You can click on attach a file, and you'll be able to add the document over here, okay? Like when you click on attach a file, another option open up. It says like a blue option that says add files. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just click on that and you'll be able to attach the files you want. Okay?
And that's after I fill it out?
Yeah, that's after you fill it out. Yeah, download and fill it out and send it my way. Now, one important thing I want you to see is on who should be notified, you see two names, right?
Correct.
One's Daniel McCain, and one's me, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Now, whenever you sign up with us for any project, okay, there are two people who are assigned to that project. One's me, the project manager. The other is the strategist. Okay. Now, Mr. McCain is going to be strategist on this project. Okay.
Okay.
His job is to help you out and, you know, overall things you need in order to get the book live, things you might need in order to help the book develop. It depends on the situation and the criteria, right?
Mm-hmm.
So during your, you know, relationship with us, as I'll show you, and we'll be in good hands eventually. Daniel will tell you about other services that we offer that might help you out, or tell you different ways that you can, like different things you can do in order to promote your book, and, you know, different ways you can strategize the way your book might become something of an earning prospect for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's for time to come. We'll have more discussions once we have the manuscript. Do you have anything written out that you can send my way? Do you have any other files?
Yeah, I do. So I'll need to download. Let's see, what is it? Download this. Oh, okay. New, located in services. Open the file. Let me see what that looks like here. Yeah, I'm going to have to redo that. No problem. And then I'll attach. That should go to my downloaded, after I finish this.
Yeah.
It should be, I just save it, and it should be in the downloaded
yes,
file
you'll be able
section.
To, yeah. You can then send it my
and
way.
And then I can download the manuscript. And
yeah, you can upload the manuscript to our platform with the same message, with any message that you type out.
Oh.
And you can attach it with the form and send it my way, okay?
While I'm in this format. Okay.
Okay. So, by the way, we didn't have enough of a chance to talk about it last time, but tell me about your book. We didn't have a good enough discussion or time to discuss the book.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and I've included that on the questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this book is I'm a family therapist, marriage counselor,
mm-hmm.
and over the years, part of the intake that I do for clients is one of the questions is, do you have any particular religion or spiritual preference? And I do, but I don't push that on anybody. And mm-hmm. but that's one of the questions. And what I have found over the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years of the 25 I've been doing this, that more and more people say no. I don't have anything to do with organized religion. So, and I've got some family members who have, over the last year, said, no, I don't want anything to do with organized religion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started just writing a document of why organized religion. You don't have to believe everything. You don't have to follow everything. You don't have to belong to everything. But the basis, you know, behind organized religion has especially in terms of teaching young children things like the difference, like honesty and integrity and things like that, that you're not going to get in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started writing a document of it was really the gifts of organized religion. And I was just going to give that to one or two people, kids that, you know, of my own, that I thought, you know, maybe this would be of some value to know. You don't have to be totally religious to get value from the gifts that organized religion offers.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I wrote a page, I wrote 2 pages, I wrote 3 pages. I've self-published a book, you know, in the past, which I may go through again and put it back through you guys if this works out,
mm-hmm.
Just in terms of marriage counseling. So as I wrote this, it got longer and longer and longer, and now it's, you know, 37,000 words, and I thought, well, maybe I could get this written, organized, maybe even find somebody to publish it. And so that's kind of where it started and where it's ended up.
I see. That's an interesting thought process. I like it. I'll be inclined to read your book when I have the chance.
Okay.
But
it did raise a question for me that, you know, since there are a lot of people that don't want to have anything to do with organized religion, is that something that, if in your organization, is going to create a problem for someone if they don't have an inclination towards organized religion?
True. But it's not going to create any problems for us because, like, we have such a... One, we have a very versatile base of people. We have around 44 writers on board. And being very honest, like, we have written things of different calibers from complete religious, like, people who want to have, you know, a complete breakdown on religion. We've done different translations for a different type of religious books. It's not a problem for anyone in our group. Yeah, we actually go for the professional work. At the end of the day, it's just a job. It's not like it's affecting us in any way, nor is anybody trying to, you know, because in our own, like, in overall in the office, it's a pretty open environment. But we're not especially not to maintain this balance between the people. We're specifically not allowed to discuss religion unless it's related to a book or from the client. Not allowed to discuss politics.
Sure.
So also, like, it creates balance that otherwise these kind of things lead to odd and heated discussions that it's better to not have in a professional environment.
Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, as a family counselor, marriage counselor, I never brought up religion unless my clients brought it up. So it was the same approach.
Yep. So I look forward to the manuscript. I do look forward to the manuscript. And
I'll probably get that sent out by the end of the day.
Perfect. As soon as you do, as soon as we have the form filled out, I'll attach it to my team. We'll see which writer will, you know, pick that up. And we'll work from there, okay?
All right. Appreciate it.
No problem. Just one more thing. Right. I have to, you know, one important thing. So the process works in a specific way with us, okay? For editing, firstly, when the book is attached, it's going to take us 7 to 10 working days in order to evaluate the book and then start working on it, okay?
Okay.
Then,
yep, no problem.
There onwards, every 5 to 7 days, starting from the first draft that we'll deliver, every edit will be subject to your response. Like, when I send you a draft, we'll stop working on the book till you respond to that draft, okay?
Okay.
The day you respond, from that time to 5 to 7 working days from that, you should receive the second draft, okay?
Okay.
You can give us any type of revision that you want. If you want, if you like any changes, you can approve them. If you don't like any changes, you can let us know and we'll revert it to the original format. Okay?
All right.
It's very free. It's very transparent with us. Everything is, in the end of the day, it's your book. It's going to be according to your taste. Okay?
Right.
So if you have any problems, feel free to let me know. If you have problems with the team, overall, we'll change the editing team. We'll see. We'll seek out a difference, but in that case, it's going to be a change in timeline as well. It's a new team. We'll start working on it.
I gotcha.
Now,
right.
One last thing, sorry. What's your timeline on this book?
I'd like to have it ready to seek a publisher by the end of the year, so it sounds like we have enough.
Oh, it should be. We should be able to do that much quicker.
Okay.
Quicker, yeah. And one last question. Where exactly you're from so I can mark your time zone for myself?
Yeah, Mountain Standard Time.
Okay, you're on Mountain because we're on the East Coast, so, you know.
It'll be 2 hours or 3 hours?
3 hours, yeah.
3 hours, okay.
Because I have to sometimes understand, sometimes I'm calling people. If I don't know the time zone, sometimes, you know, I get into work, I call, and it's 5 a.m., and they're like, why are you calling?
Yeah, believe me, I won't answer at 5 a.m. My phone's off, so no problem.
Yeah.
There's no 5 a.m. on my phone, I don't think. I've never seen it, so I don't think it's there. Just kidding. All right.
Cameron, it was a good talk, and I look forward to working with you. Have a good day.
I look forward to working with you as well. Thank you.
Perfect. Welcome. Have a good day, Cameron. Okay,
you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.